Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Well, we're going to make the determination. Did you go with the other riders to Lou Malnati's, or did you go to the other pizza place and regret your decision?
What do you mean?
I heard that there was a group that went to not Lou Malnati's, and they were like, we should have
gone
to Lou's.
They went to Giordano's.
Yeah.
They should have asked me, right? although my choice, the guy that takes care of the Star Sports Tours when they bring in the fans and all that stuff, after we finished the reception, I said, he goes, come on, let me take you to dinner. You kept me informed of the delay of us getting there on the plane. It was 2 hours late. And I said, okay, let's go to Geno's. That's my favorite place. So we go to Geno's. It's 10:05. They close at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
And I said, oh, are you kidding me? So we walk to the closest Lou Malnati's and had our deep dish pizza. Yeah.
Do you think it's a shame that Geno's wasn't being covered by someone in the Cowboys secondary? Because then you know it would have been open.
Ah, very good. I like it.
So I want to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But because there are a lot of things about yesterday's game not to like. The one thing, it was just unfortunate. I don't mind it. Is I saw a lot of people getting huffy about CeeDee Lamb being on a running play.
That and doesn't matter.
This
me.
Is nothing new. Like, we've seen them do that a ton. I know the fact that he got hurt is the worst, but I didn't particularly have an issue with him running the ball, and I'm assuming you don't either.
No, that's part of their offense,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when they see him line up at running back, do they get all huffy about it? It's just part of what they do to get the ball in his hands. It was just an unfortunate tackle where the guy kind of pinned his leg on the ground the way it ended up. And think about this. Remember at the end of training camp, you know, or kind of close to it, everybody's like, well, they need to trade one of these wide receivers. And then Mingo goes down,
right?
And now he's out for four games.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, see what happens? You cut into your depth. And my point was to everybody, I said, okay, Mingo's out. What happens if something happens to Lamb or Pickens? Then what
sure.
do you do?
Sure.
Where are you at? Well,
yeah.
you saw it last
yeah.
night, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to do an MRI, and I don't know that I've seen results yet of it. But I mean, the way he tried to go back in there and ran in motion, I was like, oh, he's never going to get there. And, you know, give him credit. He wanted to go back in and play, but, yeah, we'll see how far long he's out. So that kind of messes up what you got planned on offense, right?
Yeah.
I get it. But still,
you know, you got to score.
You
got to
adapt too whenever it happens.
Yeah, and so as bad as the defense was, not surprising, right?
Yes.
My column on Friday, I wrote, but the lifeline to this team is the offense. So no matter if the defense plays poorly, they got to average 30-something a game
right.
to be able to win.
Right.
And you can't go out there and score 14 points, six of them are field goals,
yep.
and you only score one touchdown.
Yep.
And that's not the recipe to win for this team, because they are going to give up 30 points, and it doesn't matter if Russell Wilson's playing quarterback or if Caleb Williams is playing quarterback. It's going to happen, and, you know, we won't even go into next game.
But yeah, don't worry about that yet.
Yeah, but you got to score points, and I give Dak credit. After the game, he goes, this is on us. He goes, we can't go out there and score 14 points and think we're going to win, and we only score one touchdown. You know, we got to be better than that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they had yards. They, you know, the two plays to start the game, and they get the ball ripped out of their hands.
Let's stop on that for just a second, because I know a lot of people are focused on the defense today, and I want to make clear, we've talked about that quite a bit in the first hour. I don't want to downplay that whatsoever. That's a problem. But this is the second time in three games you have had a brutal turnover from one of your running backs. I have been pleased by the Cowboys' ability to run the ball more effectively than I thought they would, but Miles Sanders in game one and then Javonte Williams getting the ball taken away from him on what felt like it could have been a tone-setting drive, those have been two pretty devastating turnovers.
I mean, two plays.
Yes.
Their first possession, and they're at the 23-yard line, the Bears. They're going to go in and score. And I don't know if I've seen that before. The ball just gets ripped out of his hands like that as he's, you know, he wasn't even going down. It was kind of like he was still running mm-hmm. with the ball. And I thought for sure he was out of bounds. And I watched it and watched it and watched it, and then just – this morning, I got a next gen stats, and they got the replay, and you can see it sideline, end zone, TV copy. And finally, I saw where when he finally got the ball, both feet were in bounds before he fell out of bounds. So I was thinking they needed to challenge it, but I'm sure they didn't get a good look at it to be able to do it. But yeah, you know, you start like that, and it's like, okay, now, you're only down 7-3, right?
Yeah.
And then they get you on the flea flicker.
Is it more concerning that you got caught on that, or that Ben Johnson, after the game, he said that was really a staff find from film, that we worked it all week and felt really comfortable because of where they've seen the weaknesses of the Cowboys?
But see, they didn't see them line up the way they did. When I went back and looked at it, the Cowboys lined up with five guys on the line of scrimmage, five defensive linemen, one linebacker, five DBs, right? And I don't know if they knew anything about Luther Burden. I know all about Luther Burden.
Yeah, Missouri.
Right? Okay? And just an aside, I think it was Thursday, my college roommate, big Bears fan, grew up west side of Chicago. If I tell him, pick a game, 1978, so-and-so they played, and he'll tell me what happened in the game. He knows the Bears. So we talked, and I said, does Johnson know about Luther Burden, that they got to get the ball in his hands? He goes, I don't know what they're doing. He had two catches for 2 yards.
Yeah.
And one of them was five going into the game. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, here comes Luther Burden, right? And what happens is the cornerbacks, and they had three of them in the game, they all froze on the run. And the weird thing was, if it was a run, Mozzie Smith was going to blow the play up, right? And unfortunately, just before he got there, the pitch goes back. Well, Elam let Burden go. The other DBs let Zacharias go. And now here we go, and Hooker's in the middle, and he's got two wide receivers coming at him. He chose Zacharias, and they threw the ball to Luther Burden, and a 65-yard touchdown. He ended up touching the ball four times for 108 yards. I think he heard our conversation.
Yeah, where he watched that Randy Moss Thanksgiving game. Yeah.
So, you know, and I hadn't seen the Cowboys line up with five, and they didn't know they were going to line up in five defensive linemen, one linebacker, and then in nickel. And on the other side, I guess they decided, well, let's give Diggs a break, and they had Bridges on the other side, and he froze. So nobody fouled Zacharias across the field, and then here comes Burden, and you saw the rest. And then on the other one, the deep one that start the game.
So Dunze?
They decided they were going to go man, and Diggs goes up to the line of scrimmage to bump him, and he slips and falls.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, are you kidding me? And it's like, yeah. I mean, they were bad enough trying to play zone, and then they tried to do that, and he slips and falls.
What is the feeling on why they're bad at playing zone?
Well, they didn't get.
Do they not know how?
You gotta get pressure, and no sacks, right?
In order for sacks for the first
one quarterback
time in Caleb Williams' career.
Yeah, and one quarterback hit. And if you look at it, they're just not getting there. I don't know if anybody's got any moves on the outside or what, but they're, you know, they get a little penetration up the middle, but other than that, nothing on the outside. I mean, Dante Fowler Jr.'s just been a ghost out there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and I liked that move because of how productive he had been here before, but then especially in Washington. But you're right, man. He has been MIA.
Unless Ezeruko seems to be flashing at times. I know he hasn't gotten there, but I see him getting pressure. They're having to deal with him. But the rest of them on the outside, just nothing. And so, you know, if you're in zone, you're thinking, okay, they got to figure out where the coverage is and where the holes are. And nothing. And, you know, they got them. They lined up on that flea flicker with two tight ends. And you're thinking, okay, well, this is a rundown. And, you know, we're going to stop the run. And then they throw that. And it was a good timing of it, by the way, because the Cowboys had just kicked the field goal. So it's 7-3. And you're thinking, okay, the defense is going to be all revved up to come and get me, right? And okay, let's do a little okie dokie here.
Little okie dokie.
I like that description a whole lot. How just morally crushing is it for your defense when you give up a 19-play drive that I honestly forgot that the Cowboys got the ball first in the third quarter? And I was like, hold on, did the Bears just take up that entire third quarter? It pretty much felt like that. Like,
this is two straight games now that I believe
nine,
they failed on the swing.
9:54 they had the ball for. 19 plays. Longest Bears drive since 2009. Right? Jeez. 19 plays. 12 were runs. They just ran it right over them. And it's like, oh, that, you know, that was the crowning blow. Now you get behind by that much, and it's like, okay, now you got to start taking chances. You got to go no huddle. You got to keep throwing the football. When they were running the ball, I didn't look it up. I got to look it up when we're done. That's three games in a row they've rushed for more than 100 yards. I bet it's been a while since they've done
that. And, you know, it's something Corey just said I think is a great point as well. We talk a lot about that opportunity to close the first half and get the ball to start the second half, and
right,
almost like a double up. And not only did you not get a double up, you got nothing out of that again.
They got doubled down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
They did.
So, yeah.
We'll fix it all by Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It wasn't like, busted coverages. They just got fooled on the flea flicker, and then, you know, they were in man defense and the corner falls down. It wasn't like somebody busted a coverage, right?
Right.
So, you know, you had those things, but yeah, that drive was the crusher. If it wasn't,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, just from a score standpoint, morally, it's like, God, they just ran right over us. And that had nothing to do with what you were playing in the secondary, right?
Yeah.
Or the guys you had missing, and now you still, you know, if Bland doesn't come back this week and you saw Diggs limping around and at least he came back and played, so that was good. But, yeah, you just can't keep giving up those explosive plays like they did. 65, 41, 35, 31. They had four plays that averaged 40-some yards a shot. Four plays.
Which the pathetic part about it is, I think they actually gave up fewer 20-plus yard plays than they did last week, which, and like...
Yeah, it was 8 last week. I think it was 6 this week.
Like, that is pathetic. We all walk away from this being like, oh, bad job, defense. And they're like, well, we gave up fewer explosive plays than last week.
And you're fewer points.
Yeah, and you're like, how can that be?
Although the Bears backed off in the fourth, right? They were just sure. Going to run the ball and run the clock. And, you know, and then you get out there, and Joe Milton looks like he's doing well. And then...
Stud.
The touchdown pass
okay,
gets
look, it was
called
one
back.
Play that we get, you know.
You know what? I got to go back and look at it because I could have swore when I saw the TV copy that Guyton was standing on the yellow line on the line of scrimmage. So I think maybe they announced the wrong number.
Oh, okay. Because he seemed displeased that his name was
announced.
Yes,
yes. I was watching and I go, no, he wasn't downfield. And he was on the backside. So he would have had no reason, since the rollout was to the right, to be downfield, right?
Yeah.
I got to go back and check. I'll let you know tomorrow. But, okay. Yeah, just a it's just a crushing loss. You know, the Bears had lost 6 straight at home going back to last year and 12 of their last 13. And you go there and you turn Caleb Williams into a Pro Bowl quarterback and don't score.
Yeah.
You know what? But I don't know if you guys heard what Tom Brady said about Dennis Allen.
I did.
When he said I hated playing against
him.
He's
one of the, yeah, he
and he said I wouldn't even and he said I wouldn't even talk to him. Like I didn't want to talk to him because he frustrated me so much with his defenses. Well, it happened again.
He also said that the Cowboys offensive line had really been coming together. But we'll pick that up at another point, Mick.
I believe we're still a playoff team, Jerry says.
Okay.
Well, just hang in there. It's 1-2.
Thanks, Mick.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. I got a couple of positive things for you. Kyrie Irving said his ACL rehab is going, quote, incredibly well. Not just well, incredibly well. And if you're inclined to care about such things, the Stars began their preseason with a 2-1 shootout victory over the hated St. Louis Blues. So the Those are positive things.
Let's go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus celebrities walk among us, but they also run among us. Ooh. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind everybody, if you're disappointed about the Cowboys' performance yesterday, another opportunity to cheer you up in the 120 segment. We will be giving away Cowboys Packers a pair of sweet tickets, and I mean sweet, S-U-I-T-E, like in a suite, for the Cowboys Packers game. Your opportunity to win comes up at 1:20. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. Yeah, that is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, celebrities do walk among us, but sometimes they run among us. What do
like,
I mean by
like
that?
Like Corey? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's a celebrity.
I was walking That's around right. Friday.
That it?
Amongst all of you.
Oh. Well, appreciate that, Corey. Thanks for the interaction there. Means a lot to me. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But, guys, two quick things. Before we get to the question of the day, this just shows what an incredibly small world it is, and it also shows how far we reach. So you guys know that I call football games for Fort Worth All Saints.
I did know
during the season, and my producer, do-it-all cameraman, everything. He's an educator at All Saints. He teaches sports broadcasting. His name is Elliot. He told me as we were leaving the game on Friday, he was like, "Hey, totally random story, but my buddy asked me if I had plans on October 6th, and I said no." And he was like, "Well, now you do, because I won a giveaway on 105.3 The Fan for the ultimate fan hang at the store in Frisco." And he was like, "Oh, cool, yeah." He was like, "When did you call in?" He was like, "I called in during the KNC Masterpiece."
Yes!
So he actually won one of our giveaways. Yeah. So we're going to hang out with the man who makes all the magic happen behind those broadcasts every Friday for All Saints. So I was like, that is the most random thing ever, but that is so incredibly cool. I just thought that was awesome. Cool. So Tolo's everywhere, even when I'm side hustling, you know, paying the bills. Everywhere. Follows me everywhere, and I love it. But to the question of the day, gentlemen, I look at the national day calendar, as one does. I'm sure y'all do it every day. And really, I feel like this is just going to be for Kevin today, just to please him and for him to flex, Corey.
Oh.
It's National States and Capitals Day.
Oh.
So we're gonna have a two-part question here, which is rare. I don't often do the two-parter, but here we go. How many states have you been to, Kevin? And two, what's the coolest place you've been to? 877-881-1053.
I have been to 49 states.
Wow!
We should have gotten Hawaii, but then the COVID and whatnot, and that prevented.
Are you going to get to all 51?
Look, man, if they start adding states, I feel like I'm required to go there. I, you know what I really loved? I really thought that Mount Rushmore was super cool. Now, Mount Rushmore is super cool for a day. If you were planning your entire vacation to spend the entire time at Mount Rushmore, thumbs down. Don't do that. Huh. But for a day, you can pack a ton of fun stuff at Mount Rushmore. We had a blast. There are some incredible views out there. There are actually some like smaller kind of places that you can climb up and everything, like not on the mountain, of course. I thought Mount Rushmore was super cool. And then there's a spot in, I think it's in Wyoming, where they have the Devil's.
Hold on.
Okay.
I have more Mount Rushmore questions. Okay. Huh. If you could be on one of the president's face, which president would it be?
Oh, I do not like the way you phrase that question.
You just get to stand on his face.
On your face.
Well, I mean, I feel like theoretically I'd have the best shot with Lincoln, right?
Oh, wow, dude. He was shot.
Nope. Jeez. That's not what I meant.
Oh, because, okay, gotcha. The, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the presidents that aren't on Mount Rushmore,
ooh,
which one do you think should be?
Hulk Fred. That feels like a question that's going to elicit some angry responses either way, dude. Right?
You not from us.
President of A&M's University.
Oh, well.
Crap.
Last few days have been.
I just read that story.
Last few days have been kind of tough for him.
Topical.
I'm so sorry.
You can just throw the president of your student council. I don't know, man. This question's really gone too far.
President of the PTA.
Yeah.
What was your Wyoming story?
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. The Devil's Tower, I believe, was in Wyoming. So I wrote in the bathroom, there's a chalkboard on there, and I wrote like 105.3 The Fan, KNC forever. I'm sure that is like long since been erased, but.
Because of the chalk?
Probably.
Yeah.
And like you're supposed to write on it and stuff. But also, they have the Devil's Tower out there, which was prominently featured in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. There's like a little village out there that sells all kinds of like alien.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Paraphernalia and everything like that, and they like really lean into like, hey, you're here because you probably believe in aliens.
Uh-huh. And what did you say to him?
I was like, I will buy one of those little light up wands because Brandon thought it was neat.
What'd they say?
Take me to your leader. Is that what you're looking for? I don't know what you want.
Then what'd you do?
Shut up.
There's one thing I know about Kevin. It's if he's interested in the concept, he's in, you know, like this. But it doesn't seem like aliens is your thing. But I can also see you being like, no, I'm here. So I might as well have some fun with this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like that concept too. To reset real quick before you majors, 877-881-1053. It is National States and Capitals Day. So two-part question of the day. How many states have you been to? And what's the coolest place you've been to?
Who's your favorite former Washington Capitol?
Well, feel like that applies to maybe like, I don't know.
It's Jaromir Jagr because he was like 45 and he hooked up with like a 20-year-old or something. And she tried to shake him down for money because she said she'd put the pictures out. And he's like, I'm not married.
Oh, yeah.
Like, go ahead.
Oh, man. I feel like it's 20-something state. I haven't counted, but it's like 20-something. It's the north central area that I'm missing the most of. The empty states, if you will.
Oh, man. They really are empty, too.
Those are the ones that I'm missing, that section, because I'm like, why? Like, what's the reason that I have to go there other than maybe Mount Rushmore, obviously, which so I can be on a president's face?
I still don't know if you're totally saying that right.
The coolest capital I've ever been to, though, is the capital of Florida. That is Disney World. It was amazing. And every time I've ever been there, it's just been an enjoyable experience.
Okay.
I like that.
Hey, if you want to drive fast because there's no one around, those big rectangular states are great for it. Like, there was a time driving through one of the Dakotas. If you'd have told me that there had been, like, some sort of annihilation of the human race, I'd have been like, I could see it.
I will say, I thought Charleston, South Carolina was pretty cool.
Okay.
That was an area that I went, when I went to South Carolina, we were in Charleston area, and I just thought that was a really cool
Charleston
area to be in.
From the 469, been to every state except Wyoming and the Dakotas, former professional actor, and I did several national tours.
Oh.
Name a movie.
Yeah. A movie, as some might say.
Now, did they have to have been in it, or just a movie?
It's up to them.
Okay. All right.
It's up for interpretation.
But I do want to know what movies you've been in if you were a professional actor. I'm kind of interested now.
I like this from the 214. Just got back from Alaska, and I've been to 42 states.
Alaska is badass. Believe it or not, I've been there twice. It's awesome.
Best views?
Yes. And also...
it's unique stuff, unique backgrounds and
for
stuff.
For sure. And they also don't totally care in certain spots if you live or not. Because we were climbing up this like mountain that is outside of this touristy hotel, and there's a big drop off at one point of which they have a little rope there, but it's like a rope to keep the kids from running into like a part of the petting zoo. I'm like, that's not gonna stop anything. Like if you fall, if you're over there, that's
keep the pets in the petting zoo.
Yeah, too? Like you know, probably does both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alaska's awesome if you get a chance. If you also get a chance when you go to Alaska, get one of the prostitute tours. Now,
what?
I understand you're concerned about this, but they have this lady who like dresses up as like an 1800s lady of the night. And she like marches all fancy across the streets.
Is
and
she
stuff.
Attractive?
Ours was not.
Okay.
But hopefully you would find one. But we're in a big tour group and they take you to all the brothels and stuff that are, well, they're different places now, but how they used to be. It's really fun. They show you how to do the, I'm going to change the language, the prostitute walk. That is not what she called it, but.
Did you have a safe word?
Yeah, it was bloomers.
All right, this is where I change the topic because we are up against it and I'm scared. Guys,
that's all fair.
I said that celebrities walk among us, but sometimes they run among us.
Like that prostitute.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to the Berlin Marathon, not literally, just storytelling wise, where there was a man named Sted Sarandos who ran the Berlin Marathon. You're probably saying, huh, not a real person. You'd actually be right. That was an alias.
Was it for Ted Sarandos, head of Netflix?
No.
Okay.
This was for the 31-year-old pop superstar Harry Styles, who ran the Berlin Marathon under an alias so people wouldn't recognize him and mob him. And not only did he do that, he ran it in sub 3 hours.
Wow.
Which is a coveted mark for marathon runners. 2 hours, 59 minutes, and 13 seconds. That's a per mile pace of just over 6 minutes. Like
Do you think that's just like a sign of the times?
I think it could be. Maybe we should all get into marathon running. I like that. But yeah, this is like a legit pop superstar that we're talking about. Millions upon millions of followers across social media. His debut album named Harry Styles was one of the most successful of the past couple of decades in the pop genre. Like, this is a superstar to the definition who said, I'm just going to put a fake name, get a little pseudonym action there, and then run sub 3 hours in a marathon because why not?
I like it. What a captivating addition. Even if we mess it up a couple times, Alec, of AM on the FM.
Chrissy Scales texted me and said that she has been to 49 states.
What's she missing?
She said everywhere but North Dakota, which you've always said is
North
the worst.
North Dakota
anyway.
Is pointless.
She said the most interesting was a place with a leper colony on Molokai. It's an entire colony of people with leprosy.
What?
And I was like, are you kidding me? And she said rode mules down a cliff to get there. So
wow.
Chrissy Scales is a fascinating woman. Everybody knows that.
She is. I mean, look, North Dakota, Chrissy, I know you need to check it off, but it's like, hey, do you want to go to a lot of nowhere except we don't have Mount Rushmore? Come on down to North Dakota.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here. I've been there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, blowouts galore and the unhinged insanity of Bucks Jets. We'll talk about that in Gridiron right here on The Fan.
Field goal dead in the middle of the field from 36 yards out. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-0 for the first time since 2005.
This is the end of the game, is what you're hearing in the background right there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. What say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip! Dip it and rip it.
Now let's talk about, that's fair, the absolute madness that was that Bucks-Jets game. So the Bucks are victorious 29-27. They're now 3-0. Their plus 6-point differential is tied for the lowest in NFL history of teams that start 3-0, along with Washington in 2005 and Tennessee in 2020.
Do you think that's as damning as winning one run games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. But that game got even crazier when Jets edge rusher Will McDonald jumped over the long snapper, blocked a kick, and returned it 50 yards for a touchdown. Yesterday was the day of wackiness in the NFL, from all the block kicks to the returns to the different ways of scoring. But I want to go to Todd Bowles. This is cut number 25. What was his reaction when the Jets returned that block field goal for a touchdown?
Oh, my balls were going for when he ran for a touchdown. Excuse my language, like, you gotta be me. And then after that, you see how much time on the clock and you calm down and you try to win the game.
Yeah, that's the part right there of, yes, your first thought is, what the F?
Yes.
The next part is Ben Bredesen. There's nobody I'd rather have than Baker right there in the 2-minute drill at the end. Emeka Egbuka, he's a natural born leader, someone who's willing to die on the field before giving up or shutting down. I think it's pretty special to have someone like that at the helm of your offense, so we're in good hands. And Kevin, right now, I have as much confidence in Baker as I ever have, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He just looks like, he looks like the dude that I remember playing at OU, where he's like, I got this. And he does bleed that way towards his teammates. For whatever reason, ever since we've known Baker Mayfield, it seems like the team has always liked him.
And Ibuka and Shepard, they picked up 58 yards on that via completions on that ensuing drive. There's 1:49 left. They kick the field goal, win the game, and Baker Mayfield talked about it afterwards. He said their defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks, was the one who cut me in Carolina, so a lot of stuff was personal to me.
Hassan Reddick, former Jet, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we always talk about it. You can be even keel, right?
Sure.
But you have to be able to access the other side sometimes. Sometimes it's the good, sometimes it's the dark side. And so, and whenever you're in sports, you have to be able to get yourself into that place that makes you ultra competitive. Every one of the great competitors seems to be able to access that at some point. Baker seems to always live that way.
And if you wanted to add in another wrinkle from that game, Mike Evans has scored a touchdown, but then he also left the game with a tweaked hamstring. So that game was bananas, man.
It was bonkers, dude.
Now, another game that was bananas, we'll probably talk about this more later. Did you see Dan Quinn get rocked by his own quarterback, Marcus Mariota, on the sideline, stand up with a bloody nose, and kept coaching? I know some people have called this a Stone Cold WrestleMania 13 moment, but I feel like you have to go out there and play for your coach if he's standing there with a bloody nose. And
especially if you're the one that did it, too.
Yeah, that is a, man, that is a great point.
What happened? I ran right through coach's face with my helmet.
Yeah, whoops, sorry about that. All right, now we talked about how it was a wacky day and people were scoring left and right in unusual ways. Go ahead and give me cut number 22 if you can. I bet you can hear this as Tony Horton took it to the house.
Back to his 6-yard line. Horton on the return at the 20, right up the middle to the 30. Now Horton to the outside. Torrey Horton down the sideline. And it's a touchdown. 95 yards.
Who? Yeah, you heard it. It was Torrey Horton with the 95-yard punt return touchdown for Seattle. That was the first Seattle punt return touchdown since Tyler Lockett 10 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
Tyler Lockett was also a rookie then.
I don't feel like they're all that easy to come by, right? Like,
I mean, except for yesterday. I agree with that. Yes, absolutely. All right, looking ahead to tonight, if there's something that you just kind of want to keep an eye out on Monday Night Football, this is crazy. Lamar Jackson is 7-2 on Monday Night Football. He has thrown 22 touchdown passes and no interceptions.
Really?
Yes. It's the longest streak without a pick in Monday Night Football history, according to ESPN research. Makes you want to reflect on what happened in those two losses.
Yeah.
But he's also 24-2 in his career against NFC teams. I don't know if that will impact you going into the Lions game.
This
but
is tough, Kevin. No, you're talking about potential plays on the game. I have St. Brown going tonight.
Mm.
My opponent, we're tied, by the way. Tied!
Well, I mean, it says Lamar Jackson plays well. It doesn't say his defense
plays
well.
My opponent has the kicker for the Lions.
Oh.
And so I'm trying to figure out which one's going to score more points. It's got to be St. Brown, right?
You better hope he scores touchdowns and not just that they kick all these field goals because St. Brown yes. gets it down to the 3.
Yes.
And that would really end up screwing you.
But yeah,
on that.
Well, that's awesome to hear that stat on Lamar Jackson. Hopefully his the Lions are able to put some points on the board tonight.
Now, Drake May and the Patriots. You might be like, oh man, the Cowboys turned the ball over 4 times. That's the worst. Hey, guess what? Patriots turned the ball over 5 times in their loss to the Steelers, including the Patriots turned the ball over twice inside the Steelers' 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, look, you're going to lose a game like that.
Yes, you absolutely are going to lose a game like that. And it does feel like the protection for Drake May isn't completely there right now. Like
that, I could see that.
Just kind of what I was watching of that game, it just seemed like he's got to bail this team out all the time. And I think you can only make so many plays. Sometimes you really need other people to help you make those plays. But it just seems like they're just like, go do it, Drake. And he's right. Like, I get, what other choice do I have?
From the 2-on-4, how many blocked field goals were there yesterday? At least 5. I need to go back and check.
I'll have to know the 5th one because I counted 4.
Okay, I'm pretty sure there were at least 5.
Okay.
Maybe one of them was a blocked punt.
Blocked punt, yes.
Okay. But also, there were 3 games decided yesterday by at least 30 points. So, yes.
For all the close games we got yesterday, there were a bunch of blowouts, too.
And we did, because the Vikings beat the Bengals by 38 points, and we talked about that earlier. The Panthers-Falcons game, we can get into that if you want. That was 30-0, and Penix looked terrible. And then the game we were just referencing.
Replaced.
Yes, he did. And although they have been quick to say, like, that's still their guy.
Okay. Well, Bryce Young was just destroying them.
And then the Seahawks beat the Saints 44-13, and that game was just miserable as well.
What's everybody so upset about? Cowboys didn't lose by 30.
That's true. It just felt like that.
It just felt like 30.
You know what? Go ahead and give me, since we talked about it, go ahead and give me cut number 23. This is Michael Penix looking, I don't know at what.
Penix looks, passes, intercepted! Mike Jackson, who might take this to distance! Gets a piece of him. Jackson stays on his feet, reverses field, tries to spin away, but it's the second interception thrown by Michael Penix.
Now, the Falcons outgained the Panthers by 109 yards, but Penix only completed 50% of his passes and threw 2 interceptions, and as you just mentioned, he was replaced in garbage time by Kirk Cousins.
He looked so calm. In the game against Minnesota, he looked so calm.
Right.
And this one, he looked completely different, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.